So traditionally, when we recite the precepts in Pali, this ancient Indian language, same one that we use to salute the shrine, we chant the negative form of them in the form of "I'm practicing to abstain," the sense of moving away from something. But when we speak them in English, a poetic translation of them by Sangharakshita, who's the man who founded the True Ratna Buddhist order and community, he wrote these precepts out in English in a positive form, in the sense of what we're moving towards rather than what we're moving away from. The fifth precept is, with mindfulness clear and radiant, I purify my mind. So suddenly this opened up a much vaster realm of practice and experience for me, because it wasn't just about not doing something that I personally had stopped doing, but actually that there was this whole spectrum that I can start to explore about how can I move towards being more mindful, being more aware. And I really remember in my early sobriety, it did feel like waking up. The Buddha means one who is awake. The name that we give the Buddha is actually one of just like hundreds of names that he was given around the time of his teaching. I really feel like when I quit drinking, that I was waking up. I was becoming more aware of myself. I was becoming more aware of people around me. I was becoming more aware of my environment in a way that had very much dulled over my years of drinking. But how then, 5 years sober and now 13 years sober, how is that still relevant in the terms of this precept? How can I keep that movement towards becoming more mindful in a way without having any relationship to alcohol or drugs? In a way, this precept isn't about alcohol and drugs. There are lots of Buddhists, certainly in the True Ratna community, who do drink. And it's not about saying that you can't or shouldn't or aren't allowed to drink or do drugs. It's about noticing, well, what is the effect on your mind?